Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Fucking yuck. Oof. She's bitching about the food at Chuck E. Cheese. That's like going to a whorehouse and complaining about the decor. You can find me on Etsy. I'd rather find you dead in a ditch. Horrific. What the fuck do you need to say that for?
Hashtag ish.
I'm your classic girl next door. If she lived next door to me, I'd fucking move. Teamwork makes the dream work. No, it doesn't.
It takes exactly 1 second to get out of your mouth. You're not saving any time. You're not in a rush.
Motherfucker.
Bro, you good?
Ugh. I don't like it at all. Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. Here's something that didn't happen. Joe sent this one in. This guy writes, so true story here. Right when you say so true story here, that means it's a lie. Usually when someone starts off the sentence, I got to be honest, I'm not going to lie, true story here, that means they're lying. Parts of it might be true, but most of it's not. When you hear that, just know that. So just to put him to start off with true story here, he's fucking lying. He's full of shit. All right, he continues. So true story here. After I came out of the hospital, there we go. He needs sympathy. Are you okay? You were in the hospital. Oh my God, what's wrong? I'm glad you're out of the hospital. Are you okay? Do you need anything? Is everything good? Why are we in the hospital? So he'll get all that attention there too, which is great for him because he's got a really good deed he did upcoming. So he wants to get the sympathy and the sympathy from the people and you're a great person. This guy's got it all covered. He goes, after I came out of the hospital, I stopped in Dunkin' Donuts to get myself a coffee and a bagel. This guy walks up to me while I'm at the front of the line and asks, hey, man, can you please buy me some food, please? One thing I will not do in this city is give people money because most of the time I know they are junkies trying to get a fix. This guy definitely had some mental issues and he could have possibly been homeless, but of course I had to buy him something to eat. Of course he did. Of course he had to buy him something to eat because he's a great guy. He's a great guy that just came out of the hospital. He just got out of the hospital. True story here. This great guy, of course he had to buy it for him anyway. He might have had some mental issues, but that's all right. This helps with the story. This helps with the fake story. It's like, no matter what, I'm going to buy it for him anyway. So he goes, of course I had to buy him something to eat. I would only hope someone would do the same for me. Here we go. Sympathy. I know if I was down on my luck, I'd hope someone would buy me something. Yeah, no shit. He continues. I said, hey, go ahead, bro, and order whatever you want. No lie. Here we go. When he says no lie, that means he's lying. So he starts a sentence off with no lie. So he's lying. No lie, this guy capitalized on this offer. He yelled out his order, ordering a bagel with eggs and extra eggs with bacon and extra bacon and cheese. He added that to added a cinnamon roll, a large coffee, and an iced tea. I should have put this guy on a budget. LOL. Once again, a grown man wrote fucking LOL online. That should be enough right there for this guy ever wants another job and he's looking for a job and they have to do research on him and a background check and look at his post and if he wrote LOL, don't hire the motherfucker. He's 34 years old and he's writing LOL. 34 years old. I just made that age up. I'm thinking maybe he's somewhere like that. But he's writing LOL. That's for children to children and teenage girls to write LOL. Okay, let me continue. LOL. He says, it cost me like $16. I laughed to myself. Did you? Did you laugh to yourself? You did? How hard did you laugh? I laughed to myself and got a kick out of it, but I still feel good about it. Of course, you have to feel good about it. Hey, I need a lot of attention. I need people to tell me I'm an amazing person. So I got to tell everyone I felt good about it. Even though he cost me $16, I felt good about it. I don't know. It sounds like, let's see what this guy ordered again. A bagel with eggs and extra eggs with bacon and extra bacon and cheese. A cinnamon roll, a large coffee, and an iced tea. All right, maybe it was $16. Sounds like it's a little more, but okay. He continues, I laughed at myself. I got a kick out of it, but I still feel good about it. The bottom line is, here we go, preachy. Fucking Pete Preachy coming up. Because this is how you have to always close a fake story. When you want everyone to tell you how wonderful you are, you got to close with this. This is a good close. You know, like a comedian closes with like a big bit. He gets an applause break, says good night. This is the close. The bottom line is, he's human no matter what's going on in his life. And like it, and like if he gets hungry, anyway, he's fucked this thing up. The bottom line is, he's human no matter what's going on in his life, and he's hungry. I thought about it afterwards, and there's no way this guy was a junkie ordering all that food. Everybody knows that if you want to help somebody out that's down on their luck, you will. You want to give change to a homeless person, you want to help somebody out. Everybody knows that. This post is not helping anybody. It's not going to make more people do stuff like this. All right, I highly doubt that this homeless guy came in right when you were at the counter. I don't know who was behind you, right? So he just walked up to you, hey, man, can you buy me stuff? Yeah, sure. What do you want? He ordered all the stuff. Oh, I laughed at myself. Okay. None of this shit happened. Okay, you're full of shit. Why don't you just say, hey, man, you don't even have to say it. You see some guy out, hey, you want a bagel with cream cheese? Hey, man, I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts. You want me to get you a bagel? You hungry or anything? I'll get you something. I'll bring it out. That's a nice gesture, but you no need to post it. No need to post it online. Maybe you go home, you tell your kids, you educate your kids how you help this guy out. Maybe your kids are with you, so they see you doing a good deed, so maybe they'll do that later on in life. But no need to write it out, no need to post it, and no need to lie, because this guy's full of shit. But that's good you get out of the hospital. True story, no lie, all of that stuff. You fucking liar. And thank you, Joe, for sending that in. It's just embarrassing. Now, here's a person. Alan sent this in, just trying to get attention. I don't know if they're trying to be funny here. I don't think so. I think they just need the people to tell them, give them a compliment. They just posted, before I get in shape, does anybody like me chubby? So, in other words, you're not chubby. You look amazing. Oh, I wish, you know, you call yourself chubby? I wish I was your weight. All of that. You're going to get all of that. That's what you're going to get from that. You think anyone's going to write, whoever posted this, before I get in shape, does anybody like me chubby? You think anyone's going to write, no. Nobody likes you chubby. Nobody's going to write that. So you're safe. You're going to get your pats on the back. You're going to get your fucking compliments. You're going to get people telling me you're not really chubby when you know you are and everybody else knows you are. And you know what to do. If you want to lose the weight, you know how to lose it. Okay? You don't have to post about it. But I get it. You needed that. You needed someone to go, please. Please. Just tell me I look great. Ted's goes, Ted sent this one. Hey, Jim, here's something that never happened. I absolutely laugh my ass off when you start the podcast that way. Yeah, I just started the podcast that way. So this woman, she takes a picture of herself. Big glasses. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm giving her a 2.5. And I only give her this because it explains what's coming next in her fake post. That's why I have to give her a 2.5 on a scale of 1 to 10. She takes a picture of herself, giving the devil horn sign with a big smile on her face with big glasses. And like a Mo haircut from the fucking Three Stooges. Bangs like that. Anyway, she writes with the picture of herself, and it's hashtag selfie Saturday. Yuck. She goes, I went on a walk in the neighborhood and got catcalled by 6 guys. This shit is why I'm glad I'm a lesbian. Would be nice if guys would stop catcalling. Okay. She wouldn't get catcalled if she walked through a fucking prison, walked by a bunch of different cells with horny men in there that haven't got laid in 20 years. She wouldn't get catcalled by 6 guys. But she's walking around her neighborhood. Look, I understand. You're a lesbian. You're mad at men. You have an issue with men. You'd rather probably not be a lesbian. You were born that way. You're just attracted to women. You'd rather be attracted to guys, most likely. Some guy hurt you or whatever. Or guys are just dicks. I get it. You don't like men, but you're telling that people, you know, you're a 2.5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and you're telling me that 6 guys in your neighborhood catcalled you while you were walking around, and you'd wish it stopped, and I'm glad I'm a lesbian, and men need to stop, because it's all the man's fault, right? It's all the man's fault, but the
hashtag selfie Saturday. Yeesh.
Stinks. One more before we get to the podcast. Ian writes us in. He goes, Jim, this 35-year-old attention-seeking woman apparently doesn't have time for anyone, but she has time to get on Facebook and let everyone know she's working on a book that will never come out. Maybe if she wasn't on Facebook, she'd have more time to pretend that she's writing a book. I love how nobody liked or commented on this dumb bitch's failed attempt for attention. Love the podcast. Yeah, so this woman posts on Facebook. It never fails, never in capital letters. It never fails. Every time I sit down to start writing, I have to stop and do 20 other things for 20 other people. This book is never going to get done. You see what she did there? She let everyone know that I've done. Every time I sit down to start writing, I have to stop and do 20 other things for 20 other people. Nothing for herself. She wants to let you know that she does everything for everybody else. And she can't get this book done. Because she's so busy doing things for other people. 20 other things for 20 other people. She's just wonderful. You need to write this book better be about how wonderful you are. And you just sacrificed your whole life for other people. She had time, right? Like you said. Time to write this post on Facebook. But just not time to write the book. She can't shut her phone off. She can't do whatever, you know what I mean? Go, I'm shutting everything down. I'm going in a room and I'm going to write for the next 4 hours. Nope. She got to have that phone on. She's got to be texting. She can't focus. She's checking her Instagram. She's looking around. Oh, let me go to Twitter. Oh my God, did anyone else post on Facebook? Your friend fucking, you know, liking one of your posts, ding, another notification. Yeah. You can't focus on your fucking book. That's the problem. That's why it's not written. You're probably not writing one anyway. Maybe you got a couple, 3-4 pages. You think it's going to be great? Maybe it will. Who knows? It's easy to do that. You isolate yourself in a fucking room. Shut your fucking phone off. Shut everything down. Don't go fucking looking around. Don't write like 4 sentences and then go over to fucking Instagram on your laptop and see what's gone on over there and go to your fucking whatever you follow, your Associated Press, to see what fucking headlines. It's okay if you miss it. Whatever's going on, you could find out in 3 or 4 hours. You're not missing out on much. But she's so busy just sacrificing her life. This could be the next Mother Teresa. She should be a saint. Can we make her a saint? Is there any way we can do this? Can we let her write her book first? But she wants to let everybody know that one day she's going to have a book out. But in the meantime, she's busy thinking about everyone else but her. This book is never going to get written. It won't, because you're not writing it. That's why. Okay, awful inspirational quotes. Some of these are almost like t-shirts. Alan sent this one in. This could be a dumb t-shirt, but it, you know, somebody posted this somewhere. And it says, you know, if you keep a glass of wine in each hand, you can't accidentally touch your face. Oof. You know, if you keep a glass of wine in each hand, you can't accidentally touch your face. Yeah, what happens if she has to take a shit? Is she just going to hope that it's one of those real solid ones and it just slides out with not too much of a mess? Because you're holding wine in both hands. I'm not sure how you're going to wipe your ass. Look, if she was worried about getting the coronavirus from touching her face, because this is obviously what this is about, wouldn't she be wearing a mask? How the fuck is she supposed to be drinking the 2 drinks then when she's got a mask on, when she's worrying about that? Yeah, good. Keep walking around with 2 glasses of wine in your hands. That's hilarious. Yeah, next party you go, there's going to be a group of your friends telling you have to go to rehab. Yeah, you're going to be sitting in a circle at an AA meeting, getting your first sober chip. That's what you're going to be doing. Yeah, you know, I didn't think I'd become an alcoholic just from drinking wine. Yeah. But you're walking around with 2 glasses of wine in your hands. Are you a fucking idiot?
You can't accidentally touch your face with 2 glasses of wine in your hand. Oof.
Now that's funny. Just drink away your problems. That's a good one. Next one Andy sends in. He says, this woman posted, she posted don't quit and then crossed out the NT in don't and the QU in quit. So it basically says do it, just like the fucking Nike, just do it. So instead of don't quit, yeah, don't quit, but cross out NT so it just says do, cross out QU so it says it. And she writes, whatever it is that you love to do, just do it. Stop waiting for the perfect time. There is no such thing.
Hashtag do it. Ugh.
I wonder if this chick would give the same advice to a guy who wanted to start stalking her. Huh? Just do it. There's no good time. Just fucking do it. Right? Don't quit. Is that okay? If that was that what that guy uses it for? It's great that this chick lives a life following the advice she learned from a fucking Nike sneaker commercial. That's what she did. Just do it. Whatever it is you love to do, just do it. Okay. I'd love to be the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. That's a football team I like. But I don't think I'm good enough. But look, I'm going to call up their GM, the general manager, and go, look, I'm going to be down there for training camp in July. That's all I have to do, right? It's something I would love. I'd fucking love to be a quarterback of a team. Be fucking amazing. So that's all I have to do. It's just because you said just do it. And there's no good time. So look, anyone listening to this podcast, listen to this woman, all right? Stop waiting for the perfect time, all right? There's no such thing as the perfect time. So go tell your boss to go fuck himself and start doing what you love right now. Leave your wife and kids and go join a fucking band. I'm sure it's going to work out great. Go join a cover band. Go drive around the country in a van. All right? Leave your wife and kids. It's going to work out fine. Go tell your boss. Go fuck yourself. There's no good time. There's no better time. There is a perfect time, okay, to start something different. If you get fired from your job that you've had forever and always wanted to open like a little mom and pop store in town, that would be the perfect time to do it. Not when you had the job because you couldn't do both. Not when you were working fucking 8 a.m. and not getting home till 7 o'clock at night, all right? You couldn't open that mom and pop store. You always wanted to do that, right? You had no time to do it. How are you going to do it? Your wife was raising the kids. You were working. You couldn't do it. But don't worry about it. Just, you know, it doesn't. No time is the right time. So just go do it if that's what you want to do. So I don't know how you're going to do it. I guess maybe just leave it the note at the door. Hey, listen, you know, some chick on Instagram said there's no perfect time to do something you love. So even though there's no one manning the store here because my wife is taking care of the three kids at home and I'm at work. Just leave the money on the register. Everything's marked. And if you have to run a credit card, I don't know how we're going to do this. But we're just going to leave the door open and we're going to do it on a trust issue. So if you could just pay cash, that'd be great. And just leave it on the counter. And if you can put a little note on what you bought, like, you know, you bought a fucking, you know, you bought a hammer. Because it's a mom and pop store and you got a little bit of everything in there. Just say, I bought this hammer for $8.99. Here's $9. Keep the change. Because according to this chick on fucking Instagram, you know, just do it. There's no perfect time. And I followed her lead and I'm just hoping the business is going to work out. I'm sure that, you know, there's going to be stacks of cash on the counter when I get there at 7:15 home from work. And I'm sure nobody's going to steal any of that money. And everyone was completely honest. And goddamn, this thing is working. And that chick was right. There's no perfect time. There's no time you just do something you want, you love. Well, I'd love to be my own. I'd love to own my own store and be my own boss. But there's no perfect time, according to this girl. So you can hit on her in a bar and go, hey. And she goes, no, I have a boyfriend. Sorry. Hey, listen. You know, just do it. There's no perfect time to cheat on him. You know you're not going to marry the guy, right? You just told me, I'm not going to marry him. He's fun. We're just having a good time. He's not marriage material. He doesn't want to have any more kids. So I want to have a family. So let's do it now. There's no, I know. I mean, you're with him right now, so you shouldn't. Right? But what are you waiting for? For you to break up? Because eventually, you know, this guy isn't long-term for you. You said you love sex, right? Because, you know, according to this woman, whatever it is that you love to do, you love having sex, right? Yeah. Just do it. Stop waiting for the perfect time. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. So why are you going to wait to break up with this guy to be with me? Just do it now. I'm going to fucking try out for the Dolphins in July. I'm going to be their quarterback this year. So, you know, the perfect time probably would have been when I get out of high school and the college. That probably would have been the perfect time. It probably would have been the perfect time to keep playing football, which I stopped when I was younger. But that probably would have been the perfect time to try to do it. But anyway, this girl really motivated me. I don't know who the fuck she is, but goddamn, she makes a lot of sense. She stinks. Mark sent these in, a bunch of inspirational quotes. Dating me is like biting into an oatmeal raisin cookie and realizing it's chocolate chip, and then realizing 2 hours later it was also an edible. Because a lot of people confuse an oatmeal raisin cookie with a chocolate chip cookie. Right? Doesn't that happen all the time? Someone offers you a cookie at a party, like, ah, yeah, like, and you bite into it. Is this oatmeal raisin or is this chocolate chip? No one ever tasted both and couldn't figure out which cookie was which. Nobody ever. So basically she's saying, you know, dating her is being with somebody who isn't who you think she is, and she's going to make you feel really weird when you weren't expecting it. It doesn't sound great. How about being a fucking cookie that is what I expected to be and doesn't make me eat shitty food? Yeah, I just want to eat a cookie. All right, I want a fucking oatmeal raisin, I'll eat that. I want a chocolate chip, I'll eat that. All right, I don't want it to be anything different. I don't want it to change anything different. And all of a sudden you're an edible, so that's great. So then you're going to make me eat shitty food, shitty junk food, and then I'm going to fall asleep. Isn't that fucking wonderful? So you're a tricking person. So, right, dating me is like biting an oatmeal raisin cookie, then realize, oh, it's something else, and then it's going to be even something else after that. So you put up a big front to fucking, to bullshit them, to win them over, and now you're going to completely change. That's great. The next one, you are magic. Don't ever apologize for the fire in you. Ugh. Ugh. Yeah, you're magic? Yeah, good. Well, make yourself fucking disappear. How about that? Has anyone ever apologized for that? Has anyone ever come up to you and go, listen, I just want to apologize for the fire in me? Most people like it when somebody's really enthused about a project or whatever, you know, like having fire in your belly is whatever the fuck they say, that dumb term. That's usually a compliment. What if the fire in you is stalking someone? Should you apologize for that? What if that's the only way you're going to get the charges dropped is by saying you're sorry? You know, your lawyer's like, look, just say you're sorry. Just say you're sorry and the charges are going to be dropped. I can't. This inspirational quote I read somewhere said, don't. Said don't. I can't. Dude, you're going to go to jail for fucking 6 months. Then you're going to have a year's probation. If you say you're sorry, they're going to drop the charges and you just have to stay away from her. I can't. I can't. The fire in me, I couldn't stop fucking stalking her. That was the fire in me. I'm not going to say I'm sorry. Like you really, like, you are magic. Don't ever apologize for the fire in you. Like, let's just say you're motivated to do something, whatever it is, and all your friends are like, holy shit, dude, you're fucking dedicated to this project. Yeah, I know. It's amazing, man. Congratulations. Holy shit, I can't believe how much you got done, whatever it is. You think anyone's going to go, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm dedicated to this project. I really should apologize to all my friends and family that I'm doing something amazing and I'm really laser focused on this. I apologize. Nobody's going to want your apology. This fucking thing makes no sense of whatsoever. I know, you're fucking magic. Don't ever apologize because you're so fucking motivated. Next dumb one is, I'm a huge fan of who I'm becoming. She's good. She's happy. She's trying to do great things. I like her. Ugh. Yeah, it sounds like you're becoming a fucking schizophrenic with two personalities. That's what it sounds like you, who you're becoming. I'm glad she likes herself because she sounds like the kind of person everybody else thinks is an annoying, self-centered cunt. It's funny how she's starting now. Is it because you burned every bridge and you finally realized it? Right? Nobody wants to be your friend anymore. Is that what it is? You're a huge fan of who you're becoming. She's good. She's happy. She's trying to do great things. I like her. Is that why? Because nobody else likes you? The word is out. Stay away. You cause problems all the time. But that's good. Yeah, that's good that you like yourself. That's wonderful. Hey, this is fucking nonsense. It's just drivel. It's just fucking drivel. This is like, hey, the weather's going to be nice today. Yeah, I know. That's what this is on social media. That drivel of a conversation. Beautiful day today. Yeah, I know. Yeah, man, I hear this weekend's supposed to be nice too. Really? That's what this shit is. Just print it online. Here's another one. 2017 changed me. 2018 broke me. 2019 opened my eyes. 2020, I'm coming back. You had that workout. Had that workout, 2020. You coming back? Worked out good, didn't it? Boy, this person takes a lot of time. Takes a year to do everything. 2017 to change you, then 2018 broke you, then 2019, you open your eyes for a year. It took you a year to open your eyes about what was going on. 2020, you're coming back. It takes a long time. What are you going to put? 2021, I'm going to go food shopping. 2022, I'm going to pay my bills. 2023, I'm going to go to a Knick game. Because it takes you a year to do everything. But that's good. You know, take it slow. It aggravates me just reading this shit. Next one is, some women are once-in-a-lifetime type of females. There is no upgrade after her. There is. Sorry, you're not perfect. There's a lot of upgrades after you. But a lot more are once-in-a-lifetime types that almost anyone else after her would be a huge fucking upgrade. Yeah. You're a once-in-a-lifetime disaster, and we need an upgrade.
A once-in-a-lifetime upgrade.
Just, all right, just say, hey, there's strong women out there. Like I've said before, no one's saying they're not. All right, maybe 5% of the male population thinks women are stupid, women are dumb, women can't do anything. They should just be in the kitchen. They should just be serving you food, taking care of your kids, and doing all, and then servicing you when you come home. Okay, 5% maybe of males think that way. Okay, but you, the fucking women, got to keep posting these things constantly, how strong they are. We know you are, okay? How fucking great you are, and how you could do things in life. Everybody knows that. This isn't the 1940s, women stuck at home and not allowed to go out to work, not allowed to do anything. And if you are a strong woman and going to go do things on your own, you were frowned upon. Guys hated that because then their wives wanted to do that. They set an example. We get it, All right. We understand that women can do things and women are strong and they can take care of their kids and they can fucking nurture them. And that's what kids need. We understand that. And a guy doesn't, most of the guys don't have that in them. So we get all of that. I don't know who you're directing this shit at. All right. Nobody, 95% of men are not thinking like this. You're nitpicking the men population. Women can do a lot of great things. We understand that. And you're doing great things. We understand that. It's fucking, it drives me insane. Here's another one. She just wants a strong cup of coffee, supportive arms, and a smacked ass. All right. So her boss can read this and go smack her ass. Hey, here's a fucking, what's that bulletproof coffee or that fucking whatever that strong coffee is? Hey, I made you a super strong cup of coffee. Now I'm going to smack you on the ass. I'm going to give you a hug and I'm going to smack you on the ass every coffee break. Is that good? Would that work? Probably not, right? The next one was a sign outside of a business, and it's not really an inspirational quote. Maybe it kind of is a little, but I just had to talk about it. It's outside of a yogurt shop. One of those little signs they put up with a chalkboard on, and they write, you know, the little fucking saying on it in the front. I think this is the original word, slang word, that drove me over the edge and made me do awful slang words like 10 years ago when I first started the podcast. Is that fucking, instead of frozen yogurt, people call it fro-yo. That was the original, I think that's what started my rage. So this sign says outside the yogurt shop, in chalk, enjoy your fro-yo. Have a good day. Yeesh. How can anyone have a good day when they see that word written out? When you see that word froyo, there's no way you can have a good day. But, you know, thanks for letting us know that you want us to enjoy something that we bought from your store, because no other store does that. I guess they want to let you know that they're different from these other businesses that sell you something and want you to have a shitty day. This sign is right outside the store door. Is this really going to make more people stop into your store for yogurt? Because you wrote, have a good day. Enjoy your froyo. Have a good day. Is that going to fucking make a line outside your door? Like, holy shit, business is up. When you put that sign out front, our business is up 20% just because of that sign. Is this really going to make people stop in the store for yogurt? You know, you walk up by, hey, man, you want to go get some yogurt? Nah, I don't even like yogurt. Yeah, but look at the sign. Oh, wow. All right. I mean, even though I'm going to be eating dinner for like in like 10 minutes, yeah, let's go get some yogurt. Did I really have to tell you to enjoy it? Isn't that the reason you order one in the first place? Because you enjoy eating it? Nobody thinks, look, I hate yogurt. Let's go get some. We understand the concept behind going to get yogurt. All right, we do. Have a good day. Yeah, really. What happens if I order that powdered shit out of a box that you mix together and somehow made yogurt out of? What if I don't have a good day that day? Now what? Can I get my money back? You know, can I go in there? Look, I mean, your sign said have a good day and I ordered one of these things, but I got an fender bender on the way home, so I'd like a refund. Could I do that? You said to have a good day. I didn't. So give my fucking money back. Ah. All right, what do we have next here? Andrew sent this one in. He goes, why are people selling this shit? That's all he wrote. And he took a picture of it. It says, wouldn't life be perfect if sweatpants were sexy? Mondays were fun. Junk food didn't make you fat. Girls didn't cause so much drama. Guys weren't so confusing. And goodbyes only meant until tomorrow. For what? For what? Wouldn't life be perfect if sweatpants were sexy? They are. On some people, they are. Most people not, but some people they are. So if you're 350 pounds, you got a mustard stain on the front of your sweatpants, they're not going to be sexy. You're in shape, you look good, they're going to be sexy. So there you go. Monday, if Mondays were fun, it's fun for me, I'm off. I fucking love Monday. Really? Wouldn't life be perfect? Mondays are fun. You're that fucking childish. You can't go back to work. Saturday and Sunday were fun, right? But Monday's not fun anymore. Sorry. Sorry that you got to, you know, pay your bills. You got to have some responsibilities in life. Why don't you just move to fucking Disney World? You go there every Monday, you fucking child. Wouldn't life be perfect if junk food didn't make you fat? Wow, that's a real fucking, that's a good one. That's really smart and clever. Nobody ever thought of that. Because what are you saying? That junk food tastes good, but it makes you fat? Doesn't it suck that all the stuff that tastes really good makes you fat? It's not good for you? Wow, that's a good analogy. When did you come up with that one? That's never been heard before. Wouldn't life be perfect if girls didn't cause so much drama? Guys weren't so confusing. They're really not. They're really not. They're pretty simple. All right, make them happy, give them some sex every once in a while, and they'll take care of things. It's not that confusing. You fucking overthink the situation. That's why you think they're confusing. And wouldn't life be perfect if goodbyes were only meant until tomorrow? What if you don't want to see the person? What if you only want to see them once in a while? You got that cranky aunt that you see like twice a year at holidays. Yeah, goodbye. Oh, fuck. I got to see her tomorrow. God damn it. Are most goodbyes meant until tomorrow? When you say goodbye to your family, when you go to work, when you say goodbye to your coworkers at the end of the day, you expect to see them again the next day, right? You see them on Friday. All right, goodbye. See you Monday. 2 days later, you're going to see them. Wouldn't life be great? Life would be great if there wasn't dumb signs like this. Not only sold in stores, but posted online. What kind of comment would you like from me? So true. I love it. I need this sign. How does a sign like this even make it into a retail store? Like if I was running a home goods store or Bed Bath & Beyond or and someone was pitching me this sign, I go, nah, that's stupid. Nobody's going to buy that. Don't bring that shit in here like this anymore. That's what I would say. Now, yeah, but people like to come in. We want to keep up with the other stores that have the inspirational signs and the funny ones and this and that. So, no, I don't care. Let them fucking go over there for that shit. I don't want that clientele in my store. I also don't want fucking... Also, we need to stop selling different color pillows for different times of the year, all right? I don't want any fucking customers coming up to you. Do you have your fall color pillows out on display yet? What the fuck is a fall color pillow? It's either orange or red to match the season. Look, we live in Phoenix, Arizona, all right? There's no seasons here. They're all hot, so go fuck yourself. Nobody's going to walk in your house. Oh, my God, you changed the pillows? I love it. Nobody gives a shit. You're in Phoenix. There's no snow. There's no fall. There's no winter. There's no spring. It's 365 days of summer. So fuck off with your dumb pillows.